This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, Curtis. Two biggest words in sports are
Dale Arnold.
I wanted to get that out of the way.
I'm looking at him right now.
Our Game 7 joke.
Oh, that would be a that would have been a good Halloween costume for me.
Doesn't feel like there have been. This is now 8 Game 7s this century. Hard to believe. I had to look them up, but I could not have remembered them all.
Yeah, the one of those. 24 years ago, you had the incredible sort of perseverance of the Yankees after 9/11, and the games, that series, which I think they were down, the Astros won the first, I mean, the Diamondbacks won the first two. They went back to Yankee Stadium, the famous Bush first pitch, which is one of those iconic moments, and the Yankees took the series. And actually, it's fitting because today is no longer October, and in that series, the New York Post created the nickname that Jeter was Mr. November because of the clutch hits he had to force the Game 7, but then Mariano Rivera blew that against the non-roided Luis Gonzalez.
No, he was clean. I got to see him last year at Chase Field, honored on the field with the big unit.
Right, and you were shocked. I don't think it's big anymore after the steroids, but... You were out there for, and you were shocked that it was hot in the summer.
I was. Well, it was very hot. It was 85 in the domed stadium, which it won't be at Rogers Center tonight.
No, but I would say, I don't know, best game sevens. I said this on the show. My prediction, and it was against the, I'm sure you were ecstatic because of your Pittsburgh roots. Wild Thing Williams gave up the Joe Carter.
The Joe Carter.
What
Bob.
Was it? Shot heard around the world. Is that what they call? They had a good nickname.
So. Yeah.
Bob Costas had a phenomenal call. That was the last World Series the Blue Jays won in 93. Before the strike,
94, they went back to back those 2 years. Yeah,
so
92-93.
But the Carter one is the iconic moment. What? There's nothing in sports that you could make a close facsimile to the fact that he won on a walk-off home run in Game 7 of the World Series to win a championship.
Walk-off, this is shocking for us to be talking baseball out of the gate, but walk-off 7-4 double play last night with Kike Hernandez at the center of it all.
Kike, you know, he's there. Mookie, another good guy. I don't know why we can't get players like that.
Mookie breaks out of the slump, two RBI single to left, and you had a wedged ball in the field, in the outfield of the ninth, called for the interference.
Do you have any trepidation that Shohei had the series going 7 and put $500,000 on it?
He's starting tonight. Ken Rosenthal says he's starting on 3 days rest.
So I know it's not going to be discussed tonight, and Ken Rosenthal's about as fun as a thumb, but...
You used that same line for me, by the way.
No, I haven't. I said that you don't have a personality.
Okay, well,
that's pretty much. I mean, the defense rests. Think of the amount of money that will be wagered tonight on Game 7 of the World Series.
Who you got?
I gotta go Blue Jays.
No,
Tariff Town.
This feels like Red Sox '86. You blow Game 6 at home.
Yeah,
they're gonna, not a good vibe.
All the pressure in the world is on Toronto. You're right. But looking at tonight. a guy who had $30 million or whatever that his translator that he still loves, who's currently in Pennsylvania.
He's in some minimum security Pennsylvania prison.
Why can't Bradfield get him on Baseball Isn't Boring? That you have that tonight? He has. I mean, he's starting the game.
Right.
Like, it's not Tim Donaghy. It's not Scary Terry.
Yeah.
It's the guy who's hitting. No person on the planet will have a bigger say in the outcome of Game 7.
Leadoff hitter and pitching the game. We'll go 2-4 innings tonight, at least.
Than a guy that had a mass, gigantic gambling addiction.
Allegedly, your guess?
Right. I mean,
you're the only one to think that.
Well, you know, when he talks about all the money, like, he's not getting a lot of money right now. He's making $2 million a year, which is great. More than we'll ever, you know, see in a million years. But it's just... I don't think there's a single person alive that believes the story, but yet they don't talk about it. It's like the JFK thing. It's like, it's just nobody actually thinks a magic bullet killed two people and was pristine. Like, it's, or killed one and injured another. Like, you're watching this, and I think he's going to try to win, obviously. I don't think
he'd throw it.
But he does have the ball in his hand. Why do you trust it? Isn't that a question?
Not every team that wins Game 7 wins the series, I'll have you know. Speaking of chicanery, the Black Sox of 1919 was a best of nine. They won Game 7, lost Game 8 to the Reds. So think about that.
Who created the Game 8?
I don't know. But the Reds were big in Game 8s.
Yeah. So
100-plus years ago.
The good news for baseball is that the audience in a World Series that I think there was some trepidation or anxiety from the front office of the league office, that it was going to be down in viewership. It's slightly down year to year, but there's a massive, massive increase recently in the younger viewer to baseball, which is directly related, my guess, to the pitch clock. Hmm. And tonight will be great. Saturday night, there's no real major competition.
It's slightly bigger than the Holy War, BC Notre Dame. Would have been a good one. Could have been a good one. Still would be big. Still sold out. Still a hot ticket. But
if you want to blame one thing for why I'm sitting here right now, Jerry Callahan and the BC Notre Dame rivalry. That is what made me fall in love with sports, without a doubt. Oh my God!
Are you going today?
No.
Too painful?
No, I am. Last night was painful. I'm going to sit on my ass and watch football.
Well, I can sit there and watch football.
No, thank you.
In a prime seat,
it's going to be full of these fraudulent Notre Dame fans that are just.
Oh, you think they're scarfing up tickets?
Oh,
but I have heard it's still a hot. It's a hard ticket to get. Like, BC fans have been on this early, and they're not letting this one go because this is the season.
My closest family friends, the Lentzes, Danny went to Notre Dame. He was obsessed with Notre Dame. We went back and forth growing up. His dad and my dad were best friends, and he is currently an attorney in California. He flew in on a red eye. And he's leaving tonight on a red eye.
Ooh.
Just to go to the game and root on Notre Dame. For me, if you're missing it, and I'm sorry, this is maybe redundant, but during the first during the restart of the rivalry, if it ever was a rivalry, I know they don't view it as one, but we do. In 92, Tom Coughlin in BC took on Lou Holtz in Notre Dame, and at halftime they filmed Rudy.
Ooh.
And in that game, so if you ever watch Rudy and you're looking in the crowd, you'll see random BC shirts and BC like flags, and that's because it was filmed there. And Lou Holtz ran up the score. They beat the BC Eagles 52-7. So the next year, BC is back in South Bend for a rematch. They have Glenn Foley. They have, the tight end Pete Mitchell. They pretty good team. Obviously not, you know. I think at the time they were 21st in the country. And they go to South Bend. The week after, Florida State, the number one team, falls to Notre Dame in South Bend. So Notre Dame is on pace for its first national championship in, at that point, like 8 years. Lou Holtz is the number one team in the country. And BC gets up to a pretty good lead in the second half. And it's my dad on our old, I don't even know what it was, like the RCA, probably 5,000-pound TV.
Probably cutting edge, though.
In our living room in Dover. And he is swearing up and down at the refs for giving the. I mean, if they.
It's not like John Curtis.
I was watching it back. It was on YouTube last year around this time. And it was unbelievable how the refs did everything they could to give Notre Dame that game. And then David Gordon, 41-yard field goal. I will never forget watching that in the living room. We went to dinner in Millis to Primavera that night.
What'd you eat?
Chicken parm. What do I look like? And it was just, that is what made me fall. Seeing Tom Coughlin run on the field and know that in 30 years he would make me so sad.
Go to the game today. You'll get those same tingles.
No.
See Billy O running out of the tunnel?
I don't have the 15 minutes to talk to him. I don't have 3 hours to go to the game.
By the way, Northeastern over BC hockey last night. Huskies 3-0. Take that.
You Eagles. Say this, I don't even know how to prove it. I don't even know. Okay. I didn't know they were playing.
Just make it up.
But
now, speaking of 0-1, here's where I wanted to start today. I know we've been all over the place. We're like Mustard and Johnson. The more we go, Mustard and Johnson, I used to produce the show. Great guys. Rest in peace, Larry. And they would hit like 18 topics in the first segment of the show. You have no idea what they're talking about.
I listened to that show religiously.
Yeah, it was great. Tremendous. So I guess it's not a bad thing.
No.
But 0-1, okay? I'm just breaking into sports here in Boston. I'm at Northeastern. I'm a junior going on senior year. I'm interning with Dennis and Callahan. Eventually would start part-time here. It was you mentioned Jerry, he had just written his Loserville column. Dale, he had attended the Ray Bourque parade at City Hall in the summer of 2001 after he won with the Avalanche. It was a kind of a sad time. Just observing it objectively, I was like, God, this is a sad sports market.
Yeah.
We had Patino getting fired. Of course, you had the Paul Pierce stabbing. You had all this stuff going on. And then 9/11. But then the Patriots get on.
I also lived in England for 2 years in that window.
That's where you were in England? You missed all this.
97, 99.
By the time I was ready to leave, I went back to Pittsburgh. The main topic, I remember Ordway talking every day about Ted Williams and the cryogenic thing.
That was a huge story.
The summer of 2002 was bizarre.
That thing never went stale.
But by then, the Patriots were champions, and they went on this run. So I guess I'm trying to remember 24, 25 years ago, the feeling. Does this current Patriots team remind you at all of that 0-1 first Brady run in any way? I know it was different. It was a lot of Brady versus Bledsoe. It was the injury. It was 9/11. There was a lot going on. There's a lot that was different.
So,
but just in terms of a fan, do you feel that possibility, like out of nowhere feeling coming in?
Yeah, it's scary because I was looking up. I was thinking that this week because I was trying to figure out a way to talk to Vrabel about something new and different about, you know, because you compare a guy to Brady, he's not going to go down that road. You're not going to really. But what I do. I think the door opened last week with the decision to introduce the players individually because that was the cornerstone of the dynastic run.
Yeah.
And that was, you know, we all remember where we were when Pat Summerall said choosing to be introduced as a team, the New England Patriots.
Kind of interesting, too, that the same week he did that, he also jettisoned two more players from the old era.
Right.
It was like a finishing of the clean sweep of the old days by Vrabel.
This team being where it is right now, considering the drafts, considering the disjointed coaching, is more surprising than the 0-1 Patriots.
Whoa.
At the same point.
Whoa.
And because we, in hindsight, you know, it's easy to say in hindsight, in the moment, we didn't think, you know, Vinatieri was going to be a Hall of Famer. We didn't think Richard Seymour, he was just, you know, 8 weeks into his career. Matt Light was 8 weeks into his career. Tom Brady was a couple starts in. But looking back at the numbers, like, because we compare touchdowns and interceptions from, and you cannot do that. You can't say that Drew Brees is better than Dan Marino. He's just not. Like, he has better numbers, but if you have a set of eyes, you know that Dan Marino was a more talented quarterback, better NFL player than Drew Brees. And the passer rating is also flawed, but the way you gauge it is not rating to rating, it's rank versus rank. It is how you are performing against everyone else that are using the same rules. So if you step on the same scale every day, it's fine. You know where you are. It doesn't have to be exact to the pound. You just know if you're losing weight using the same metric.
Okay.
So Brady was fifth in passer rating in 0-1 in the NFL. So we all say, you know, he only had 11 touchdowns, but he was a top five passer when he was playing that season. A
lot of low-scoring wins. If I recall, even in the playoffs, right, there was like 16-13. They were winning 20-13.
Well, the Snow Bowl was low-scoring. There was, you know, they had a big they put up 28 to beat the Flutie-led Chargers in overtime. They blew doors to the Saints. They had a tight one against the Jets, which were always tight. But even
they got hot in December, right? Like, they were not 6-2, if I recall.
So the turning point of the season was a Sunday night loss to the Rams against Mike Martz in the greatest show on turf in the regular season.
Yeah.
And after that, they didn't lose a game, I believe. They were 5-5, finished the year at 11-5, and obviously 14-5 after winning the Super Bowl.
So that right there is different. 6-2 now. They were middling through December then.
But it was a very odd year in that obviously, you had this the suspension of games after the terrorist attacks, and then the Patriots had like a bye at the end of the season. Then they played the Panthers in this dead-ass game, and then they had another bye entering the Snow Bowl because they had earned the, you know, the first round bye.
Mm-hmm. They were the 2 seed.
They were the 2 seed, right. And so that's why they went to Pittsburgh, the 1 seed the next week. But the biggest thing that I see with this team that is similar is that the biggest difference is buy-in. That the roster, of course, has changed. The quarterback is under the tutelage of Josh McDaniels and Mike Vrabel, taking off in a way that I don't think even the organization thought he would be at this point.
And he's the sole guy, and there's no debate about it. Vrabel made sure of that. Milton's gone. There's no Bledsoe right. coming back. Like, this is it. Unless Tommy Cutlets gets hot.
A lot of the things that we credit Bill Belichick for doing leading to their success, Vrabel has done the opposite and also enjoyed success.
Right. He's cleared the deck.
And basically, it's entitlement, which you and I was wrong, you were wrong. We thought that they were giving Drake May something he had yet to earn. Mm-hmm. But what Vrabel was doing was removing noise so he could succeed.
Right.
And that's what they've done. That's what the new captains, that's what the new roster. And it does feel like 0-1. The other similarity is the AFC isn't great.
Yeah, but Chiefs are getting better. Ravens are going to be a factor again. You're right. It's not great. There's no Rams team in the league that you worry about.
I would say the Chiefs or the Rams.
Yeah. You would have to play them before you get to the Super Bowl. Yeah.
But, like, you beat the Raiders and you beat the Steelers, two teams that had not won a championship at that point. You know, the Steelers would win one in whatever it was, 07, 08, or no, 05 against the Seahawks. But so you have the AFC is not.
The opportunity is there.
It's there. The division sucks. The AFC East was not great, 0-1. And you have this new, you don't know what the ceiling is. And so people, you have the buy-in that you didn't have the last couple of years. You have the incredible talent of Drake May elevating the offense. And you made, what the Patriots did brilliantly with Pioli and Belichick in that offseason was you bring in a guy like Vrabel, who was in a 4-3 defense, not used properly, is brought in with Belichick playing the opposite side of Willie McGinnis, edge-rushing 3-4 linebacker, who was not, you know, an incredibly expensive addition. He's kind of like the Harold Landry on this team. So there are a lot of similarities in how they've come together and how unexpected it's been.
I like it. Tell us what you think. Do you feel any 0-1 similarities, or does it feel totally different to you if you could recall that 24, 25 years ago, if you lived through that time, if you weren't in England? Curtis was in England. I still lived it.
I lived it. I was here.
Let us know.
Listening to EEI on broadcast.com. Thank you, Mark Cuban.
617-779-7937 to reach us on the phones or on the text machine. Kenny Curtis Show here till 11. Dan Ball in at 11 today. Tom Crisafulli is producing. He'll get you caught up on what the news is.
WEEI Afternoons with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson. Weekdays 2 to 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
The Boston Celtics handed the 76ers their first loss last night in a thrilling 109-108 victory in which the Celtics scored 1 point in the final 3 minutes and 10 seconds of that game. They take on the Rockets tonight at 8 o'clock. The Bruins are looking to win two in a row as they take on the Hurricanes today. Puck drop is at 1. Still no word on who is in between the pipes for your Boston Bruins. The Patriots are set for their Week 9 matchup against the Atlanta Falcons tomorrow. Ramondre Stevenson has already been ruled out for Sunday's game against the Falcons with a toe injury. Boston College looks to end their 7-game losing streak today. They take on the 5-2 Notre Dame Fighting Irish. Coverage starts at 3 o'clock right here on WEEI. And the best two words in all of sports. It's not Dale Otto, like Curtis said. It's Game 7. The Dodgers managed to extend the series last night against the Blue Jays with a 3-1 win, forcing Game 7 tonight in Toronto. You'll be able to listen to that game right here on WEEI. Coverage starts at 7, directly following the Boston College football game. I'm Tom Crisafulli, and matchups trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A lot of big kicks in 01. Brian Gumbel.
Tom, I love you. You do a great job in the morning. Whenever possible, Gil Santos.
Yeah.
Please.
I got an artist.
Is that an artist? Did you just say that?
Yeah, I have no clue who that is.
You have no idea who Gil Santos is?
Oh, boy.
No, I'm 22.
Oh, God in heaven. Voice of God.
Well, that's part of the problem. It is a whole new generation. You forget how old we are, Curtis. Like, a lot of people don't remember 2001.
Kids Gil Santos was the nicest guy in the world when I worked at the Sports Hub, and he was the voice of the Patriots for basically my whole life. He did a phenomenal job. The kicks, his Vinatieri call in the Snow Bowl and the Super Bowl will be... when you hear his voice, you'll know it.
I'm going to look it up right now so I can hear it.
Yeah, there you go.
Do some research. 617 text. We just started talking about 01, old days.
I feel so old.
Yeah.
God.
Well, totally. We are old. But does this run, you gave a couple of ways that maybe it's a similar vibe to the 01 team. Obviously, a lot of differences. 617 texter, love the show, but think the May hype is way overblown. Can't remember a schedule as easy as they're having. Never expected so many games against bad teams. Need to see how they do against better competition before declaring they're anything close to the early 2000 Pats teams. And that's fair. I guess I'm not anointing them. I'm just curious.
I never understand that. Well, obviously, we're talking about something. It is week 9 in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
So no team right now can be as good as a Super Bowl champion because you haven't accomplished that.
And there are 13 5-plus win teams. There are a lot of teams in the Pats boat.
Right.
They're in a big pool of teams that are above average.
In a rare moment, we begin a Saturday where you have a good question. And it is, I don't know where the season will end, but you cannot ignore that.
Greg Gumbel. I said Brian Gumbel.
Did you say Brian Gumbel?
Yeah,
Greg Gumbel passed away. He did he was briefly the one and he had a great call of the Patriots Panthers.
Brian Gumbel did?
Greg Gumbel.
Oh, Greg Gumbel, yeah.
Brian Gumbel had the worst call ever in the biggest regular season game ever in 2007 when the Patriots beat the Giants. It was the worst call I have ever heard.
Were they related? You know, I just learned this week that Julia Louis-Dreyfus was not related to Richard Dreyfus. I thought for my whole life that they were related in some way, shape, or form. Not related.
I mean, and I thought that Gil Santos and Santo were related. This week, what you're going to see from the Patriots, I believe... Oh, sorry. The other comparison is that the Patriot critic in 01 would very easily and accurately point to a blemish of the regular season having not beaten a truly good to great team. The one big game you had, you lost at home kept it, you know, relatively close with the Rams, but you did not beat a truly elite team in the regular season before you went on that run.
Are the Bucs in 2 weeks going to qualify as that?
In one week. Yes and no. I think the Patriots beat the Bucs. I'm not worried about Baker Mayfield. He's just a horse.
He's good. At least you could at least say confidently he's one of the top 15 quarterbacks in the league. There aren't many other ones they'll face, right?
Right.
If any.
So
Josh Allen again.
Thinking back, there was this sort of wave. The other thing that's not, you can't compare it to, which was the biggest story about the Patriots in 2001 happened on the sideline in a hit after the play by Mo Lewis. Like, the specter of the return and the looming change at quarterback with Drew Bledsoe and the conversation about Tom Brady and, you know, who was going to come in and what that team was going to look. There is none of that right now. The Patriots have the starting quarterback from now and hopefully the next 15 years in Drake May.
Yeah, they're sort of drama-free.
Other
than maybe some Elliott Wolf intrigue, whether he gets bumped out, because this seems to me systematic. There are not many people from the old days that are going to survive. How Elliott Wolf has survived to this point is actually stunning.
Yeah.
But eventually he's going to get shuffled out for Ryan Cowden and Stretch, right?
Right. And preseason, I wonder what the Patriots over-under win total in 01 was.
It had to be low. They were terrible in 2000.
5-11.
Yeah.
And
it's probably 6 weeks.
The 0-1 Patriots, it's actually another similarity. The 0-1 Patriots begins the year losing to the Bengals and the Jets. This team begins the year losing to the Raiders and the Steelers, two teams that they are more talented than, better than. And I don't know how it's going to end, obviously, but you would be foolish not to at least investigate some of those storylines in 2001 and compare them to this.
5-3-0 texture. Difference now is the pressure these guys have to be great again. Bear in mind, there was a debate if May was weak because Vrabel dared move Milton, but the microscope is huge because of Brady and Belichick. So do you think that is going to hang over them at some point with the fans? Like, you got to be Tom Brady great or Belichick era great?
No.
I don't sense that at all. In fact, I think it's the opposite. It's like that they are so unattainable to get to that. The statue is out there larger than life. Drake May will never be that.
In very different ways, these are two people that are supremely confident. Mike Vrabel comes in, he looks you in the eye, but he's never, you never get the feeling that Mike Vrabel is not in control. And as a coach, you get that on the sideline, you get it. And with Drake May, I loved the Josh McDaniels being mic'd up. I thought that was really interesting, just sort of this burgeoning relationship between those two.
Did you see Shime turning red every time that was played this week?
Is
he starting to give McDaniels a little credit? Is it starting to come?
The chasm here is that, of course, we've all had thoughts that were proven wrong. Like, that's the purpose of life. You experiment, you think things, then you learn things, and you move forward. With Shime, it's like, no, the reason people keep bringing it up is because you keep saying that it has nothing to do with him.
Right.
Like, if you just say, yeah, I was wrong. Like, I have said the last 2 weeks, when we started the show on Monday this past week, I said that North Carolina is improving. You can see what began as a dumpster fire has. There were two games, one with the Cal and one with Virginia, where they should have won the game. The Bill went for two. He was an inch short of the goal line. They lose. Last night they beat an inferior Syracuse team. They got their first win. Like, that's
congrats, Bill. They're hot.
You're building to something. I don't know what it is. Not the national championship, as you said to the group in the week one game against TCU.
I said that jokingly.
But where you are today with Josh McDaniels and Drake
May. Tough to go to the Carrier Dome and win, by the way. That's hostile environment up there that Bill took him into.
I wouldn't go to Syracuse if you paid me. The way in which that this team has played with the offensive coordinator in place and the quarterback, it is inarguable that Josh McDaniels has been a massive assistant.
Drake May is the number one rated quarterback in football through 8 weeks. It is amazing.
Are there other good quarterbacks? I'm trying to think. Oh, yeah. So he's better than Lamar, Patrick
Mahomes. I guess Lamar is higher rated, but he doesn't qualify.
Oh, because you have 80%
back. For the stats, right. But that is amazing. His quarterback rating is 119. You have to give McDaniels some credit. You have to marvel, despite the schedule, at where this guy is. 15 touchdowns. Shime had him down for 20 for the whole season. Right? Am I wrong?
No,
that
you're
was
right.
his like.
He had them
he's
at six
have
wins.
He's gonna have a great year. He's gonna have 20 touchdowns. He's already there. There's half the season left. So, I just not to put them in the 2001 Brady Belichick class, but it just I would love to hear what you think. Just watching this team, is it? Are you a believer, I guess, is one way to put it.
Hey, Tom, can you give me the side-by-side of Vrabel's win-loss in Tennessee with Belichick, how many wins they had entering that season? That would be interesting, too, because you each have the coach that had one firing in a middle America team and is with the Patriots and their second chance as a head coach.
Now, 413 texter says, no depth. This team has no depth. One or two injuries, it will crumble like a cookie. That is possible. I will say that's not wrong, right?
But that's a huge reason to add between now and Tuesday.
Right, which brings us to Tuesday's deadline. So, but they seem to have cleared the deck with the guys they traded this week, Duggar and Keon White.
Are you going to be going to New York after this and get out the vote for Cuomo?
I'm a Cuomo guy, President Cuomo, that I lost faith in him with the scandal, but now I'm kind of back. So,
and what is usually the case, a Curtis is going to ruin it for him.
Yeah, well, mayor's probably where Cuomo should be. Don't you feel like he's more of the mayor type?
Yeah,
he's like a perfect New York mayor.
Yes, I would take him well over the guy that he's running against, definitely.
Okay, but anyway.
I always think New York should have a socialist. I mean, not really the ground floor of capitalism, but.
I don't want to get into politics.
Me either.
What was I talking about? So, trade deadline. So he cleared the deck for a reason. You feel like there's something coming. I don't think there's going to be a big blockbuster. I don't see Trey Hendrickson coming here or any of these big names. I would love it, but I don't see it. But you could go out and add three or four pieces and
but
bolster
why not?
Up.
Well, I agree with you. I don't think it's likely, but why not? Like, literally,
they
there
feel
is
like
no
it's
reason.
A long build. They right or wrong, they don't trust this team probably either. That's probably a sign they don't believe they're legitimate Super Bowl material this year, right?
But I understand that. I don't think that anybody in the building down there in Foxborough thought in August that this was a Super Bowl winning team. But the events changed. Just like if Drake May went down like Joe Burrow did, you would shift, you would sell guys now because you know that you're going to need those prospect, you're going to need those draft picks back. You know, might as well give up on the year, take the loss, and get as good as you can entering the next season.
Can you lock him in as a playoff team right now? Like, there's no way they can't make the playoffs at this point, right?
Well, Drake May gets hurt.
Okay, but even then, you play the Jets twice and the Dolphins. You have 9 wins. Like, you have 9 wins no matter what you do. Dobbs can win those games.
Yeah, I you're right. And the thing is, I don't
but
five
to,
and
but
a half.
To that point, maybe you go out and get a better backup quarterback.
Yeah, why don't you trade for Joe Flacco?
Yeah, really? You're going to take him off your schedule in 3 weeks. Four weeks.
The biggest takeaway quote in a long time with Vrabel, who has given us great quotes, was the off the cuff about Drake saying he wants to run 60 yards and then deck the guy over the middle of the field. Like I got reached out by like 6 outlets wanting to get that audio. Mm-hmm. And it's because that's a little look behind the curtain about how they view his running style. And it was evident early in the year.
I want to hear that audio later.
Yeah, where he's sort of, looked timid. Now he's got there, but even on the mic'd up, you hear Josh, the second Drake starts running, he's like, get down, you're down. Like, they're all...
So do you think they do believe this team can go somewhere? Like, are they trying to keep it hidden? Like, because Vrabel doesn't show that.
This week's trades tell you they're building for something. They're making moves. They're going to get...
Yeah, but they traded away parts.
Right. They're clearing up space on their team, getting rid of dead weight, adding good weight.
I mean, that's my hope as well, but I just don't think it's going to be an impact guy. It'll be depth at 4 positions. They'll get a safety, they'll get a edge rusher, they'll get a running back, guys that are borderline practice squatters.
Do you think Myles Garrett moves?
No.
So he's still with Cleveland?
Still with Cleveland.
A.J. Brown?
Untradeable. I don't think so. I mean, Schefter, you're right, has always talked a tough game and then sometimes proven wrong afterwards, but in this case, it does seem a stretch to think those teams would eat that dead money and trade the guy.
And I should clarify, I don't blame Schefter for what he does. I really don't. He gets information, and then he shares it. But he's used.
Of course.
And in that case, you had Belichick telling him, I'm not effing trading Jimmy G for 5 number one picks.
Because Belichick was serious about that.
Right. So it was a power struggle that Belichick lost, but...
Well, let me. That brings us back to present day. Before we get to the phones, let me ask you this: what if Kraft comes in and talks to Vrabel and he says, "Look, I'm 84. This team's got a chance. I've seen this happen before in 2001.
I see the finish line.
Go make a move. Get me a big time Do it. Trade a pick. Trade a first. Trade a second. Whatever it needs. Whatever you need to do. Get Max Crosby. That could happen over the next couple of days, right? I leave the sliver of that possibility.
I would say the last time that may have happened in that way was when Parcells was here. Like, I don't think that
Well, no, he told him to trade Jimmy G. Like, he's intervened before. But we know that.
But right, yes. But that wasn't to bring in high-priced players.
No, but when has Robert Kraft ever been at this situation in his life where he has promised playoffs, demanded playoffs? It's not happened for 5 years. He's frustrated. Now he sees success. Now the fans are coming back. He wants to capitalize on it and get one more run to take pleasure in. That would be totally understandable as an owner, and I could see that maybe happening.
Yeah, but I also just think that they have all the resources. Robert Kraft has said that he spends to the cap. They haven't. Right. They have the most cap space in the NFL. So it just is a no-brainer for me. You bring in a guy, if you trade for a player, you don't assume any of the guarantees. That all stays with the team that he was traded from.
Well, even with Hendrickson and the Bengals, he's a rental, right? So you would have to give him a new deal. So that actually might be perfect,
right,
if you're willing to write the check.
And if he plays great, you could franchise and trade him.
All right, let's go to the truck. You always like to ride in those big rigs. Yes. Talk to Keith. Keith kicks us off on the Kenny Curtis Show. Hey, Keith.
Good morning. Good morning. Hello. So in regards to McDaniels, like, I know you don't feel this way, Curtis, but Shime's theory is that no matter who is your offensive coordinator or the offensive coordinator, that Drake will be doing the same thing, and that's just not true. When I watched Castle and I watched Brissett when he would play a few games, and you watch Cam Newton when he played with McDaniels as the OC, like, you could see that the guy obviously had a way with quarterbacks and just with offense. And the other thing is, when he makes a call and Drake has time and he has time in the pocket, the receivers are so wide open. He's making good throws, but they are so wide open, and most people would consider this a bottom-of-the-league receiving core. So he's clearly doing a good job of scheming plays where the tight ends or the receivers are getting open, or the running backs, whatever. Now, the plays on the run, the plays out of the pocket, like, obviously that's just a special quarterback and a special athlete. But I just think Josh McDaniels, I thought it from the beginning. I liked the hire at the beginning. I just think he's doing a great job this year, and I hope he sticks around for a few years. I hope he doesn't go to college or something like that.
Yeah,
No,
I think it makes a lot of sense. Can you say that the receiver growth is more attributable to the play caller than it is to Drake May in those in the pocket plays anyway that Keith is mentioning?
Yeah, I mean, I think,
like, we joked about this receiver core. They are not a joke anymore. They are actually reasonable.
If you want to rank the coaches last year, I would have Mayo as a better coach than Van Pelt. Like, Van Pelt was an abject disaster. What a moron. Like, a total and complete pud.
Well, you should have used Marcus Jones, and maybe they'll have a chance to do that tomorrow.
I'll never forget, I was checking into the snow show, and you sent the text, and I was like, who's that? And you're like, he did radio in Pittsburgh or something.
Well, he was the Pitt quarterback for the days of my youth. Where is he now? Great question. He's with the Pennsylvania, the minimum security prison.
He's at a Golden Corral.
All right, I want to hear that audio you referenced with Vrabel. You thought that was revealing
yes.
in some ways this week. We'll do that next. Ken and Curtis.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Here on EEI. There we go. Air Rock Deep Cut. Appreciate that, Tom. Kenny Curtis program here. Get to that variable cut in just a second. Football weekend, just set the scene for me, Curtis. You have been out of the gambling realm for the NCAA for the most part. But pretty good slate today. Vandy, Texas at noon. Texas was an 2.5-point favorite, I think.
Can I tell you, I can't make heads or tails out of Texas and Sarkisian. Like well,
they were overrated to start.
Arch Manning, my God, what a he pooped his pants.
He pooped his pants.
They have, I mean, like Sarkisian, I like him. He's overcome addiction. He seems like a smart guy who has a pretty interesting track record. But gigantic under. Is Texas like the Yankees of college football, where like you just get overrated every year?
I think that's it.
So
I like Diego from Vandy. I'm rooting for him.
Yeah, that is bizarre. He's the opposite of you. He's like this showman.
He's brash. Yeah, I don't know. Something about him. It's just I'm not used to Vandy being good in football. I think it's cool.
My favorite Vandy football moment was when Jay Cutler's dad, after Vanderbilt beat Florida in a massive upset, was doing the swamp thing in front of people. It was
Gator
great.
Gator chop.
Yeah, Gator chop. But yeah, I
Georgia
do not,
Florida today. Speaking
I
of
think
that.
Texas beats Vanderbilt.
Okay, blows them out.
No, they don't blow anybody out.
Oklahoma is at Tennessee.
Tennessee over Oklahoma.
USC, Nebraska.
What's with
tonight?
The coach of Oklahoma always bitching, saying they're not the better team lost. If I had to pick one guy that I just right now in college football, Lane Kiffin.
I know you're a Lane Kiffin guy. Yeah.
God, I love it.
Speaking of brash.
Oh, but the Oklahoma guy after the game, he's like, oh, you're quiet now. It's excellent. Who wouldn't want to play for Lane Kiffin? He's mocking his girlfriend's boyfriend. Like, who wouldn't want? I mean, his daughter's boyfriend. Who wouldn't want to do that?
He was like yelling at a player at the end of the game last week.
That's what I'm talking about. He was on the field. He was saying that you're quiet now.
Week 9 in the NFL tomorrow. Obviously, the Pats are in there for the home game against the Falcons, which we'll talk about here. And it's a good game, but the marquee game is Chiefs Bills, and then beyond that, Colts Steelers. The other 1 o'clock game, sort of interesting. Packers, Panthers. That really the big game is Chiefs and Bills, which again gives you an opportunity if the Bills should lose to further your lead in the division. Which is
honestly,
amazing.
It's a win-win. If you win at 1 o'clock, you can watch that 4 o'clock game, and either the Chiefs will be two games in back of you, and they'll go to 5-4. Right, they're 5-3 right now.
Bills are 5-3. 5-2. They had a bye week.
The Chiefs are 5-3.
Chiefs are 5-3.
Right. So if the Chiefs lose, then they're 5-4.
Oh, I see.
And you're 7-2.
7-2.
Right.
And that opportunity is staring you right in the face at home.
Honestly, I might choose that because the Bills, you still have the one game against the Bills. But to me, you can't give the most valuable player award to Josh Allen and then you're at home and you're an underdog against Patrick Mahomes. Like, that tells you all you need to know. Patrick Mahomes, when right, which he has, he's played better the last 3 weeks than he has in 6 years. Mm-hmm. And if they figure it out, I mean, he's the MVP of the league, and there's no close second.
Josh Allen, 4-0 regular season against Mahomes, 0-4 in the postseason. Ninth meeting between the two.
Speaking of old school, you know, rivalries and games, would you say this is the best replacement for Brady Manning?
Yeah, definitely.
I guess it was Brady Manning, then Brady Mahomes. Now it's Mahomes Allen. Mm-hmm. And
it's hard to find a close second. Like Stafford, Goff, these guys have done like some things, but they're not. Hurts is not there yet.
And their sort of like Buckner moment is the 13-second comeback win.
Yes.
Which is just to this day one of the biggest, you know, talk about all the history that changed after that.
Well, for the Pats to have a perfect November like they did a perfect October, you have Atlanta, Tampa, the Jets, and the Bengals this month. Starts with the win tomorrow. You mentioned this clip from Vrabel during the Greg Hill Show appearance as one that perked your ears up.
Yeah.
Because depth is important. Quarterback depth is non-existent. You traded my guy Milton. He's not there. got to keep Drake healthy. And here's what Greg asked Vrabel about this week.
Speaking of Drake running the football, you were busting his balls a little bit post game about sending him to spring training to learn how to slide. Yeah, did he? Do you feel like he did better when it came to that yesterday? Protecting.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, again, he's dead set on hurdling somebody and scoring from 60 yard touchdown run. So we'll keep working on it. I'm gonna get the cardboard box like we did at fifth grade back in the St. Michael's in the Catholic Diocesan Baseball League. We got a refrigerator box and we cut it open and we taught the kids that didn't know how to slide. So we're gonna practice sliding on a cardboard box.
Great
coaching back there by Mike Mulligan back in the day.
Now, what did that clip say to you? That it's serious, right? He's joking around about it, but there's some element of...
They're exasperated by his lack of understanding just how dangerous what he does at times is, not only to him, but more importantly to the team as a whole. That if he gets another concussion, it's a... not a death sentence for the season, but it is pretty close. I mean,
because you could withstand a little losing streak here theoretically, because these teams are in the NFC, so tiebreakers don't matter as much. You could lose to Atlanta and maybe even Tampa and be 6-4 and be okay.
There is almost no historical precedent for a great quarterback not to get some playoff games early. And even if they lose in the first round of the playoffs this year, hard not to look at the season as a success. And
although Mac had that in year one and didn't go so well.
Right. But
doesn't guarantee year two success.
Of course. But RG3 won a playoff game. I mean, there are guys that have won early that didn't keep winning, but there is almost nobody that's great that didn't get there early. And so just similar, crossing sports with the Red Sox, I'm glad that they had that run so that those guys could get that experience so that the next time they get to the playoffs, they don't have to talk about how their first time in the postseason goes. So,
and they're going to say we're not far away because the Jays either won the World Series or made it to Game 7, whatever. Like even though they're missing Vlad Guerrero, which is a big missing that guy, it is true, right? I mean, the Red Sox are not that far away from the Blue Jays roster.
I don't want to go down these. I'm sorry for bringing up baseball, but if this team is able to get to the playoffs, and if Drake is healthy the entire season, and you built this entering next year, who else is the sexier team, given what they have in terms of ammunition to go and add in the offseason? But they will they will irritate the Patriot fan if there is nothing done between now and Tuesday at 4.
Irritate but not enrage. Because it's hard to be enraged at this team right now.
They will be irritated if they don't make a move, and they will be enraged if AFC rivals improve and they don't. If nobody moves, you can
especially
make
the Bills. Especially the Bills. You're right about that.
If AJ Brown goes to Buffalo and doesn't come here,
whew, that would be huge.
So if AJ Brown is traded and he's not traded to the Patriots, people will be enraged.
Right, right. Because the Red Sox played that game. Nobody moved. There were no pitchers that were traded.
And by the way, at the end of next weekend. So if you don't make a move, A.J. Brown is dealt, and you lose 31-23 to the Tampa Bay Bucks, and you're missing that offensive weaponry, it'll be under an even bigger spotlight.
So the Trey Hendrickson thing actually makes the most sense of all, don't you think? Because you're talking about teams next year. When Burrow's healthy, the Bengals will be your competitor. Why not take a piece away from them at a position feel like you need most, which is pass rush.
But why doesn't Crosby want to come? I don't get it. What is it? He just likes the tax-free Vegas lifestyle?
Brady's probably tampered the hell out of that.
That's true.
He's got that private suite at the Fontainebleau.
He does.
Private elevator.
We hate when owners are involved, only when they're the greatest of all time, not when they're the daughter of the Colts. Talk about insanity.
This receiver question that our caller brought up kind of intrigues me. I'd ask you a question about the Pats receiver group next on the Kenny Curtis Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle,
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.